again, Nightmare Society. I hope you all are well. I've got a couple of creepy stories tonight that are sure to leave you quite uneasy. Thanks so much to user When Gaze Attack and user Hannah C. Gillihan for sharing their stories with us. As a reminder, I'd love for you to check out our members-only Patreon. You can find it on patreon.com/nightmaresociety. I have a true horror story of my own I'll be sharing there soon. Also, don't forget to find me on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio and Twitter at @society_radio. And be sure to send your true horror story to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
Before I tell you guys this, just know that I have this insane, irrational fear of looking out the window, at night, no less, and seeing someone else staring back at me. It usually prevents me from looking out of windows when it's dark. Anyway, on with the story. This happened about 3 years ago. I was 15 at the time. It was late, around 12 a.m. My mom worked third shift as a nurse, and she was a single parent, and I am an only child. So I was always home alone late at night. No matter, I enjoyed the peace. My mother had recently lost her key to the front door, so I would have to wake up early in the mornings and let her in. To stop myself from having to wake up and lose my oh-so-precious sleep, I would just leave the door unlocked. I lived in a small town, a nice neighborhood, and crime was never a discussion. But that night changed everything. I remember going into the kitchen, making a bowl of cereal and playing with my cats. I'm standing in the living room at this point when I hear a scratching sound at the door. The wind was blowing that night, making all sorts of sounds outside, so I didn't really pay it any attention. For some reason, though, I decided to eat my cereal over the sink in the kitchen, only a few feet away from the front door. This was something I never did. My cats, upon hearing the scratching sound, run to the door. I roll my eyes, thinking they are no fun to play with. The scratching sound continues. Then my stomach just drops. I can't even explain the feeling to you. It was like my intestines just fell down into my lower stomach. I realized that it wasn't the wind making that sound. I walk to the door and decide to peek through the blinds, just in case there were to be someone out there. We had a French door with a glass window in the middle, with blinds covering the hole. I peek through the blinds, and to my horror, I see the gleaming whites of two eyes staring back at me. I see the rugged exterior of a man's face, the striking outline of his nose, the coy grin on his lips. But the eyes, I will never forget those eyes. I dropped my bowl, which shattered on the floor, and quickly turned the deadbolt just as there was a sudden crash on the other side. This guy was trying to break in. I rammed my feet against the wall and practically laid down on top of the floor and was able to shut and lock the deadbolt fully. I locked myself in a closet, called the police, and then my mom. The police showed up and didn't find anything, and they left. I had a panic attack and my mom called my stepdad. He drove around and said he saw a guy walking the streets, but that was it. No one knows who it was. The most terrifying thing is that I usually listen to my iPod on max volume, so this guy could have easily just walked into my house, harmed me in some way, and I would have never known he was inside. My bedroom was also at the back of the house, far away from the front door. I usually can't even hear the doorbell when it rings, so I would have been screwed if I hadn't decided to take my cereal over the sink that night. The thought makes me sick to this day. And still in this moment, I can't look outside a window at night for fear of seeing those eyes staring back at me. This happened to me when I was a kid, 10 years old to be exact. I grew up in a military family and lived in the Middle East for a significant portion of my life. Because of this, we frequently traveled to different countries because of the low cost and proximity. On this particular vacation, we flew into Cairo, Egypt, the kidnapping capital of the world at that point in time, for a long weekend. We only lived like 2 to 3 hours away. It was late at night and we were staying at the Marriott Hotel, which had a taxi shuttle service that was supposed to pick us up. For some reason, our driver never showed up, so we were forced to find a regular taxi to take us there, which took forever to find that late at night. We finally found one that was offering us a pretty good deal. They don't run by meters, instead they just give flat rates that they choose on their own. And we headed towards the hotel. Out of nowhere, another taxi basically T-bones us in the middle of the road, causing us to stop. There aren't really defined roads in a lot of Arab places, so it isn't really that surprising that we got hit. The two drivers get out of their cars, each yelling that it was the other's fault and looking like they were going to throw hands. Eventually, they got back into their respective taxis and parted ways. My family and I were completely taken aback. We had been in Egypt less than 2 hours and have already had quite the adventure. We finally got to the hotel, exhausted as it must have been 3 a.m. by this point. Our driver helped us get all of our bags out and get settled and told us that he felt so bad about the car accident that he offered to pick us up the next morning and take us to the Great Pyramids, which was first on our agenda, for a super cheap rate. My parents agreed and decided on a time for him to come, though I can't remember when that was. Flash forward to the next morning, everyone is ready for the day and excited to see how crazy it was going to be. Our driver was outside waiting for us, leaning against the car like someone in an old movie, right when he said he would be there. I'm a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl that had a deep tan at the time, and being in Egypt, that was a rare sight. When the driver saw me in the daylight, he gave me the creepiest, most unsettling look. It sent chills down my spine even as a 10-year-old. I knew something wasn't right with him. Nonetheless, we got into his taxi and headed towards the pyramids. He continued to try and talk to me, joke around with me the whole ride, something I've found to be extremely creepy and bold since both my parents were in the car. We get super close and there's an entrance that people can go through and walk the long distance to the pyramids. And there's an entrance that taxis can go through. You have to pay to see them. Strange, but true. Our driver keeps making jokes about my blonde hair and blue eyes and bringing up that he could get me into the pyramids for free, so my parents wouldn't have to pay the extra ticket price. We laughed it off and my parents paid him and said thank you and we began to exit the taxi. I don't remember how it happened, but at some point after I got out of the car, he did too, and directed me towards his trunk. I was confused and thought we had forgotten something, so I stayed behind as my parents walked towards the gate to get whatever I thought we had left. The driver pops the trunk, but there wasn't anything in it. He grabbed my arm and put a hand on my back, trying to push me into the trunk, and said,
"I'm going to get you in for free."
Over and over again as I resisted. Naturally, I freaked out and screamed out to my mom and dad at the top of my lungs, terrified. When they heard me and noticed I wasn't behind them, they started sprinting back to the car. When the driver heard me scream, he immediately let go of me, closed the trunk, and drove away just as my parents started to run to me. I was crying my eyes out, terrified out of my mind, knowing that an Arab taxi driver tried to put me in his trunk and drove away the second I screamed for help. It's scary to think what could have happened to me had he been stronger or more prepared, or faster. He is the reason that I'm still terrified of taxis, Ubers, Lyfts, and any car service of that nature. So, Egyptian taxi driver, let's never meet again. At around 8 to 10 years old, I was at a lake way out in the woods on some land that my dad owned. I was alone aside from my dog, an Airedale Terrier. I had only been fishing on the little pier in the southeast corner for about 10 minutes when I got an almost overwhelming feeling of being in danger, and then noticed something or someone watching me from the tree line on the other side of the lake. I was a kid, but I somehow kept my composure. For some reason, it felt important that whatever or whoever it was did not know I was aware it was there. Anyway, it started moving slowly from tree to tree, never taking its eyes off of me. The lake was about 75 yards wide, so I couldn't see any details, but I could tell which way the figure was facing. After realizing it was stalking me, I nonchalantly put my pole down and walked down the pier and up the bank towards the trail back to our cabin, which was about a quarter mile away. Once I hit the tree line, I hauled butt to the cabin and waited there with one of my dad's guns until my parents got home. The only witness I had was my dog, and he saw it as well. I know because he was staring intently at the figure while giving a low growl until I quietly told him to stop. I have no idea who or what it could have been, but I know its intentions were most definitely not good. This took place in southeast Mississippi near the Alabama border, back in the early 90s. We didn't live there. Our home was in Mobile, Alabama, but we spent most weekends up there. I know it could have been a person, but the nearest neighbor was a very old couple that lived a few miles away. The closest paved road was a good 15 to 20 minute drive away from our land. Aside from the lake and the open area our cabin was on, the surrounding area was all really thick forest. The figure was extremely tall as well. I have very good memory, especially for details. Also, shortly before I actually noticed it, I got a very strong, I'm being watched by something dangerous feeling. I never felt safe there again, and was relieved when my dad sold it and got a place near Gulf Shores. Thanks again to user Wingaze Attack and user Hannah C. Gillihan for sharing their stories with us. The last story is from an anonymous contributor. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Sweet dreams.